This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in chapter 17 now in our study in this great book of Revelation. Lord, we thank you for another day. We worship you today, Lord, in spirit and in truth. We ask for your blessings on our study. Lord, help us to understand this difficult chapter in your word here today and this week. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. WGOD Radio is the name of this program. For more information on this ministry, you can go to wgodontheair.net. And on that page, you'll see some more info on this ministry. One of my other websites is majoritytext.com. Now, that has the Bible translation that I've been using throughout this study to go through this verse by verse. Majoritytext.com. Also, on Facebook, you can go to WGOD Radio, like the page, and this is some ways to follow along with us as we study through the Word of God, verse by verse. Chapter 17 is a very difficult chapter to understand, and it might be difficult to convey it on the radio. Let's go through here, verse by verse. Let's see where we end up. Revelation chapter 17, verse 1. It says, then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls. Now, we just saw the seven bowl judgments. We went through all seven of those. That's where we left off in chapter 16, where it said, and there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. Now, remember, a talent can be either 75 pounds or 90 pounds, all depending on what unit of measure you followed. Great hail out of heaven weighing a talent, and men blasphemed God because of the plague of hail, for the plague thereof was exceedingly great. Now, chapter 17, verse 1. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, talking to me, saying, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. That's obviously the King James Version. My translation says, come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters. Now, notice the angel wants John to understand this. He doesn't want him to be in the dark. He wants him to understand it. Many times we see that in this book of an angel pulling John aside and explaining to him what he's seen. So now we're going to see Babylon here, starting here in this chapter. Babylon is the source of so many heathen and pagan religions which have opposed the faith of Israel as well as the faith of the church. And it's here is seen in its final judgment. Now, follow me here. For those that have been following along with us in Revelation, understand this. These chapters do not fall chronologically within the scheme of seals, trumpets, and bowls of the wrath of God. And expositors have had difficulty in determining precisely the meanings of the revelation in these chapters. In general, however, chapter 17, Babylon is seen in its religious character, climaxing in a world religion which seems to fit the first half of the last 7 years preceding Christ's second coming. Also, chapter 17 records the destruction of Babylon by the 10 kings. All right, it's important to understand that. We're not going in order in this book time-wise. Time and time again, we see that in Revelation. Have a proper understanding. He sees visions from start to finish. He is transcending time. He's not going in order here. He sees the end of the church age in chapter 3. He sees the end of the age at the last fourth horseman of the apocalypse in chapter 6. In chapter 14, it's picturing at the end of the tribulation. So he's not going in order. He is seeing visions from beginning to end. Again, let's pick it up at the top. Then one of the seven angels, having the seven bowls, came and spoke with me, saying, "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication. And those dwelling on the earth became drunk with the wine of her fornication. And he led me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast full of blasphemous names, having seven heads and 10 horns." All right, now there's our key phrase. You notice how everything means something in this book. Anytime you see seven heads and 10 horns, we know this is talking about Satan. We saw that in chapter 12 with the dragon, seven heads and 10 horns. We see that with the Antichrist, seven heads and 10 horns. Antichrist is his own person, but he's full of the devil, same as Judas was. This man will be full of the devil. And now here we see, I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast full of blasphemous names, having seven heads and 10 horns. This world system is going to be a false religion, world system, a system of evil. Notice, too, how John had to go out into the wilderness to understand. We see that here in verse 3. He led me away in the spirit into a deserted place, or some translations say into the wilderness. You know, sometimes we need to do the same thing. Sometimes we need to get off into the wilderness to understand something. Our world is so noisy, isn't it, friends? Sometimes you need to get away from the television set, away from the radio, at least not till after this program is over, then shut it off. I'm only joking. Sometimes you got to get away from the TV, away from the internet. What a distraction that is. The internet. Away from all distractions, this angel took John into the wilderness, the Lord too. Many things happen in the wilderness, we see. The Lord speaks to people in the wilderness. Elijah wandered, or for how many miles? I think it was like 90 miles in the wilderness, heard from the Lord, that still small voice in the wilderness. The Lord Jesus, many times he was tempted by the devil in the wilderness. He heard and received instruction from his father in the wilderness. And now John here, David as well, not to leave him out. Many times in the wilderness. Here, the angel takes John into the wilderness to have him understand. Maybe it's time for you to go into the wilderness. Maybe it's time for you to go into a deserted place where there's no phone, or shut your phone off. Shut the television off. Leave your smartphone and gadget off. And just bring your Bible with you, where God speaks, right? It's the whole notion of this program, WGOD. Not that I'm speaking. Is God speaks through his word. Just you and your Bible, maybe a pen and a notebook or a diary, and go get yourself lost in the wilderness somewhere and seek the face of God. Maybe that's what you need today. We all need that at some time or another. Let me encourage you today, friend. Spend some time away with God today, or coming up soon. Maybe you can plan it. Maybe you can do it spontaneous. Maybe you have to plan it. Whatever it takes, I recommend you spend some quiet time with God here today or coming up real soon. Now, verse 4. Now, the woman was clothed in purple and scarlet, gilded with gold and precious stones and pearls. Now, notice the luxurious appearance. Purple, scarlet, some of God's favorite colors, right? precious stones, gold, pearls. Sounds like the inside of a Catholic church, or the outside of a Catholic church, for that matter, not to single them out. It's just I've just noticed, I'm just talking about what I see. Sometimes the Catholic churches, they're multi-million dollar, beautiful looking on the outside, appearance-wise, beautiful looking buildings. On the inside, too, if you've ever been on the inside of a Catholic church, some of them, they're multi-million dollar buildings, luxurious, full of silver and gold and purple and scarlet and everything rich and beautiful, and it's clean and perfect looking and sanitary is the inside sometimes of certain churches. And now here, this woman kind of gilded up the same way. Now, don't read between the lines. I'm not saying this is the Catholic Church here. I'm not saying that. My eyes are open, everything. I'm just watching, waiting to see. All I know is you won't deceive me. And likewise, you won't deceive you, because as I see it, I share it with you. If I see two witnesses starting to preach in Jerusalem, and if I'm still alive to talk about it, and if you're still here to talk about it, then we're going to talk about it. I'm going to preach it here on the radio. You're going to hear it. If I see someone sitting as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, and if I'm still here to talk about it, I'm going to talk about it and preach about it here on the radio and on the podcasting. And any gluttons for punishment out there that want to hear it for 14 minutes and 30 seconds will hear it. We're just studious observers of what's going on around us. I'm going to share it with you. So I'm not implying this is anyone. I'm just saying here. And she has, now back to this woman, she has in her hand a golden cup filled with, now notice this is where the niceties all end, with the golden cup. The golden cup is full of abominations and the filthiness of the fornication of the earth. Reminds me of what Jesus said to the Pharisees in Matthew 23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for you're like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside you're full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Thus also you outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you're full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. That's Matthew 23, verses 27 and 28. This is what this woman appears like, right? All beautiful and gold and fine on the outside, but inside full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Here, it's inside, is the filthiness. Inside is a golden cup full with abominations and the filthiness of the fornication of the earth. It's just like Jesus said, friend. He said, by their fruits, you will know them. Everyone in this world, someday, at some time or another, is going to play that whole card that they've been holding and hiding, and they will reveal the true source, what's inside of them and driving them. We're out of time. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODOnTheAir.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.